This is Lamed Samach for Yumadaf Ein Gimel Beis Yumadaf Ein Gimel Omer Beis Yerushalmi and Trumas Parak Vav Halacha Aleph writes Amru Umaydi Reb Shem Ben Lakish B'Yom HaKippurim, that when it comes to Yom Kippur, even Reish Lakish that holds Chatzi Shir is not Aser not Tera, by Yom Kippur it's going to be Aser. This is the sheet of the Yerushalmi, again not like our Sugya the Pashtus, that the Yerushalmi is telling us that even though normally Reish Lakish holds that Chatzi Shir is not Aser Minat Tera, he's Maidib by Yom Kippur. What's Pshat? What could be the Chiluk between Yom Kippur and Chol Tera Kula? Zog the guy in his Pirush in the Yerushalmi that since by Yom Kippur the Iser is Tolein Ino, you're not by Achila, therefore, if you eat a little, it's miyashiv da'ite, your das is a bit more settled, and therefore there's no more inay, and therefore, Reish Lakish is going to be maida, that over here, Chatzi Shir is going to be asr not tera, ma'ashegim b'chal tera kul, where it's a dinan achila, not a dinan inay, if you eat Chatzi Shir, it's going to be mutter minat tera. Why? Because in achila p'chusa mikizayis. That is again the sheet, the explanation of the gain and the pashas of the Rishami, that Reish Lakish is moide by Yom Kippur, that there would be an iser chatzi shir would be aser minat tera by Yom Kippur, and that's the Pnei Meisha also says again clearly that the Rishami is chayok on our Gemara and holds that the machlekes is just by Chol Tera Kula by Yom Kippur, or Reish Lakish will be Maida. However, if you look at Shuvah Shalom Meshev, he explains the Rishami different. And he says, of course, the Bavli and the Rishami agree. The Rishami is not Chelek on our Sugya, and of course, the Machlekes of Chatzi Shir Asr Minat Tera is going to apply by Yom Kippur. However, what is the Rishami telling us? Rishami is telling us a very interesting circumstance. It's talking about a person that ate a Kizayis, but it's less than a Kizavis. Again, Kizavis is the Shir they're going to be Chayiv Karis. Let's say you eat a Kizayis. So Zakt, the Rishami, in that situation, we're going to say, according to Reish Lakish, it's going to be Asr Minat Tera. Why? Because over here, do you have an Achila? Yes, you definitely have an Achila. You have an Achila, Kizayis is Achila, Achila Chol Tera Kula. And therefore, the Reish Lakish is going to read, it's going to be Asr Minat Tera. It's just going to be no Isser. It's just going to be no Chiyuv Karis. And this is what the Rishami is referring to. He's not saying that if you eat any amount, that's going to be Asr Minat Tera according to Reish Lakish. He's specifically saying you ate a Kizayis, which has a din achila, it just doesn't have a din of a Kiseves, which is going to be a chayef in Karis. However, Chol Tera Kula, we didn't eat a Kizayis, again, and the Rishami is of course going to agree, and there is no major distinction. The distinction only is the Rishami is talking about a Kizayis and not a Kiseves. That is how the Shalom Meshev, Shalom Meshev explains the Rishami. So very quickly, again, the Rishami tells us, what does that mean? According to the Gaon, according to the Meisha, and Reish Lakish is saying avart by Yom Kippur, it's telling inoy, not telling achila, and therefore in any amount, therefore it's going to be taking away from the inoy, and therefore it's going to be asr minat tera, even according to Reish Lakish. And the Shalom Eshiv argues on this, and he's saying the Rishami is telling very specific circumstance. When is made the Reish Lakish? Specifically when you're Kizayis and you didn't have a Kiseves, over there the Reish Lakish is going to agree that since it has a status of an achila, it just doesn't have the amount that can be Chayev Karis, it's going to be Aser Minat Tera. Everyone have an amazing day.